He could summon assemblies, could command armies, and possessed imperium. Two praetors, minimum age to serve, 40, could conduct trials in the forum, could command armies, had imperium. Four aediles, minimum age to serve, 34, oversaw public works and put on public games at private expense. 10 quaestors, minimum age to serve, 31, affiliated with the Roman treasury, and the election to quaestor carried with it automatic appointment to the Roman Senate. Three other offices existed outside of the cursus honorum. 10 tribunes, or protectors of the plebeians. They had to be completely of plebeian blood. They could veto anything that was going on anywhere, anytime in the Roman state by saying the Roman word for veto, which is veto. And anyone who laid a finger on a tribune during his term of office was to be punished severely and immediately. Two censors were elected every 5 years from among the ex-consuls. They had a census or a counting of all citizens, and they examined senators for morality. Finally, there was the office of dictator. The dictator was elected only in case of severe emergencies. The dictator held office alone for no more than 6 months and worked with an assistant called the Master of Horse. Once the dictator's term was over, he was through, regardless of whether he had solved the problem or not. Finally, the Romans had three official popular assemblies in descending order of importance. The Centuriate Assembly, which elected consuls and praetors. The Tribal Assembly, which elected aediles and quaestors. And the Assembly of the People, which elected tribunes. Any of these three assemblies could and did pass laws which were binding upon the Roman state. The fourth and most powerful assembly, the Senate, otherwise known as the Patres or Fathers, was officially just an advisory body. It could not, supposedly, pass binding laws. But the Senate's advice basically, according to the Mos Maiorum, had the force of Roman law. In other words, the Senate had patria potestas, the power of a father, over the Roman government. And what a Roman's father said was what a good Roman did. Yet, another part of Rome's genius included its ability to move away from the Mos Maiorum when it was clearly necessary. The foundation of the Republic, supposedly in 509 BC, was just the first example. Another example is Rome's creation of its first written law code, the Code of 12 Tables, around 451 or 450 BC. The plebeians had gotten fed up with how the patrician magistrates interpreted the laws which had not yet been written down.